What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Logo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. We got an awesome record coming up next. The first Niblin 7-inch. Let's check it out now.
American way, they don't matter much anyway. Things are wrong, but you leave that thing. Doesn't make any sense to me. Said it, there's no other way. That's your game and we don't want to play. But that's your game and we don't want to play. They say that we can always vote. System is a fucking joke. Pick that paper, that's the case. It's back to my trap up for me. That's your law, but you leave that thing. Don't you make me sick to me. Say that there's no other way. That's your game that we don't want to play. But that's your game that we don't want to play. Say no cops and crawls to the air. If you are wrong, they'll make it fair. This idea has just one hit. You can't get just that much outrage. Think you're wrong, you leave that thing. Doesn't make any sense to me. Say that there's no other way. That's your game that we don't want to play. But that's your game that we don't want to play. We don't want to play.
All right, that was Niblick Henbane coming off the first 7-inch. We're going to let it keep spinning. Here's Future to complete the A-side. Hope you guys enjoy it. All right, now that was the entire A-side of Niblick Henbane, New Jersey Oi Legends, first 7-inch. Now, I just received this 7-inch. Harpo, the singer, gave it to me. So I was like, oh, shit, awesome. So, you know, we're talking Headache Records, which all the, you know, great 90s Jersey punk bands came out of Midland Park, you know, Armin from the Wretched Ones label. So we're talking Wretched Ones, The Blanks, Niblick. So this is another one. This is from 1990, and, you know, it's pretty awesome. And the one I have is on white vinyl. It came out on 300 of them on white, 300 of them on red, 300 on blue. And then Harpo was telling me that they had 100 printed on like random colors from different like TV sitcoms or something. Not sitcoms, but like they were like Barney colored, like television colors or something. I don't know. But I got one of the 300 white ones. So that'll be hanging up on the pogo wall and thrown onto the turntable for Pogo City Radio from time to time. But anyway, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. Hope you're liking the show so far. Just Andrew by his lonesome today. Now, nothing really going on. We do got something in the works with some pretty cool bands floating out a late April date. That's all I can say, is that we're looking at a late April date, and it's going to be pretty awesome. You guys are going to want to make this show, and I'm just going to keep on teasing it until I have it for sure. But we got the two key players on the same page, so hopefully we'll be having a late April show with some awesome bands on here that we play all the time. So why don't we keep going with the music? Now, I want to get to some Parasitics, okay? Now, because as I was playing fucking Niblick's fucking 28-year-old record with the song Future on it a couple moments ago, I was like, what is the future of the New Jersey scene? You know what I'm saying? And the first two bands, actually, that came up to my mind were the Parasitics and Anti-Citizen, right? So we're going to get to the two of them now. But first of all, right, now Parasitics, like, I play you, but I only got like 4 or 5 of your songs because I got the Getting Blasted 7-inch. And then I have, I don't know, I have like Pogo on a Politician, I think. And I'm looking for Pogo on a Politician if that's the one I have. I know I have another track and I'm trying to find it. Yes, I do have Pogo on a Politician. All right, this is off Unite. So here's the Parasitics, and here's to them making a new record so we can play different Parasitic songs. Not that the ones we have are bad, but like we would play the Parasitics more, but you know, I can't play Alcohol Withdrawal on every goddamn show. So here's the Parasitics with a little bit of an older track, Pogo on a Politician.
I am rock and roll.
Always a good time when they do this live.
Three words cast by sword, the immigrants are still cursed. Fuck
Fuck all you Americans who think you own the land. Oh, world hates us, you'll never understand. Fuck the land you stole. Fuck the land you stole. Fuck the land you stole. Call the border control. Call the border control. Call the border control. Call the border control. Call the border control.
The Parasitics on Pogo City Radio. All right, hope you guys liked that. And hopefully, maybe if the bass player from Anti-Citizen's Hand ever gets better, maybe they'll jump on this late April show that I was talking to Cody about a while back. So hopefully Pogo City will be putting out an Anti-Citizen gig sometime soon. So here's Toil and Labor by Anti-Citizen. That was Anti-Citizen on
Pogo City Radio.
All right, so now both those tracks came off of Comp Unite, a Comp Unite, a 1776 compilation. So we're going to play another one off it, and it's another local band. Now, I have a story, not about this band, but that this band, Twin 55, makes me think of. And yeah, this was a long time ago, so let me start it off with that. But me and Jessica, the lovely, rude girl Jessica, I was asked to join this band, and then this band needed a drummer, so we put Jessica behind the drums. And if you know me, I'm a pretty awesome bass player. I'm a pretty awesome bass player, and I am not a pretty awesome guitar player. I'm not a very good guitar player at all, but I will pretend that I can play guitar sometimes, right? So I was pretending that I could play guitar in this band, and they were my songs, and I was a pretty big fucking junkie at the time, and these practices were going along the lines of, like I said, when we would have Bedlam practices when I was in high school, right? We'd play three songs and then we'd all go smoke pot and watch Clockwork. Well, these practices with this band, half the band was from Peaburg, so we were the River Rats. And shout out to Matt Finken, who actually came up with the name. But these practices would go more along the lines of, I would show everybody how to play a song, and then I would puke all over Tim Fye's basement floor because, you know, that's what the kind of thing junkies do. And we had one show. We had one show, and it went absolutely terrible. and we couldn't even like finish the set. Somebody from the band walked off in the middle of the show, and I just kind of had to take over. And there was one point where one song, the bass player, I don't even remember the kid's name, the bass player, the one song, I think he did it on purpose to sabotage us. He only played the verse when he was supposed to play the chorus, and only played the chorus when he was supposed to play the verse. All three times went terrible. Our friends were there, and needless to say, me and Jessica ended up getting locked up, I don't know, 3 days later after the show, and that was kind of the end of that band, plus the onstage fight. But the band who was playing after us and actually did a good job was Twin 55, and we also had a chance to catch Twin 55 sometime this summer, I believe. I don't remember at what, but here's some Twin 55 for you. Coming off Unite, here is Material World. That was Twin 55 on
PogoCityRadio.com.
All right, so we've been playing a lot of local bands. So why don't we get to the one who played the first Pogo show, Night of the Living Pogo. Hate to say it, coming off I'm Still Breaking, here's the Delinquent. Right, we're gonna get to Heart Out, a band from up north in Pennsylvania. Here's Kerwa coming off the first.
Oh,
All right, that was Hard Out coming out of Scranton, I think, somewhere like that. So there you go. We got a nice amount of some local tunes to get this show moving. So but let's get to something a little bit more well-known. Let's do some Defiance. Now, most of the time, now, of course, No Future, No Hope is like just like one of those albums in high school that like just was in my ears constantly. But we're going to play something off one of the later records, the third record, Into the Dust. Or is it Ashes to... I believe it's called Into the Dust. I forget which one it is. One of the punkcore releases. It's either Ashes to Ashes or Into the Dust. I don't know. But here's the track, Into the Dust by Defiance on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Out of the Ashes, Out of the Ashes. There it is. That's the name of the album. The Fire. And some fascist cops.
Come on.
All right, that was the kids on Pogo City Radio. Now, I'm going to have to be getting out of here a little bit early. Got to go on some official Pogo business this morning. And also got to help Devil John, if you guys remember him. Got to help Little John fucking pick up some new gear for his little studio at his crib in the Devil's Den. So, yeah, so I'm going to have to be getting out of here. But see, I was going to be a dickhead, and I was going to play one more song, and I was going to leave. But I've decided to play three more. So, you guys got three more coming at you. Before we get to them, got to remind you guys to go over to
PogoCityRadio.com.
PogoCityRadio.com. Check out all the older episodes, all that bullshit. Also, hit us up, Stitcher, Google Play Music, fucking Spotify. No, not Spotify, but what are the other ones? I don't know. The fucking places where you get podcast. Give us a rating, give us a like, a comment, all that shit, a share. It all really helps. So, helps.
So, I may have f***ed up here.
Riggity, riggity, Rex,
do you speak it?
We're just pushing all the buttons. Just pushing all the buttons. Okay. All right. So, I don't even remember what I was saying. Go show us love. Give us love. Tell people to listen to us. And thanks for listening to us. Okay, we got three more. We're going to go with The Last Resort, The Sex Slaves, and then we're going to close up the shop with Blank 77. So let's get it moving with Never Get a Job, The Last Resort.
Education, you'll never get it.
Alright, that was The Last Resort with Never Get a Job. We got a Last Resort poster up in the studio. Lots of posters up in the studio. We're going to get out there. We got two more, but this one's The Sex Slaves. Thank God for Jack.
One thing I have learned out on the highway, in every town there's a friend I'm bound to see. We went down to Tucson, Arizona.
That's right.
And there he was just waiting around for me. Thank you, Lord, for Jack Daniels. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. The only thing that keeps me from the devil is another glass of that good old Tennessee. Bucky, won't you pour me a stiff one? 'Cause me and the boys gonna get fucked up tonight. You keep coming, my town's running. We ain't got nothing better to do than to look at the girls, have another drink with you. Thank you, Lord, for Jack Daniels. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. The only thing that keeps me from the devil is another glass of that good old Tennessee. Woo. Off if you think I had too many. 'Cause they're going down just way too easily. It's been a long time since I seen the face of Jesus, but tonight I see him sitting right here with me. Thank you, Lord, for Jack Daniels.
All right, that was The Sex Slaves. We're going to be getting out of here with, you know, my favorites in my favorite band, I guess. There you go, Blank 77, coming off CBH with the Radio Hits. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Make sure you guys give us a follow, a rating, and a like. And definitely make sure you tune in next week.